Well, they just, called it lofts in there. A lot of times they didn't, you know, they'd leave their logs or things sticking down and just loft over the top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they didn't make nothing pretty in them days.
Uh-huh. What would you call it, a loft in a house like this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess it'd be a loft.
Or which would, in this house, what do you call that place up above, under the roof?
Well, I guess that'd be a loft too, you know. It's this house is all sealed underneath, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You mentioned a kitchen. Was this part of the house? Was it part of the two big rooms, or was this a separate room, or?
Little side rooms.
Side room.
Like a, you know, like building a stall in a barn nowadays.
Uh-huh.
You see, like this is built here. They just built that off out here one way. Built it one way. You know, six at night. They just lean it off and make a room here.
Uh-huh. Sort of a shed, or?
Yeah, it'd just be a shed. That's what it would be.
Well,
you
sheds nowadays.
And that'd be a shed, and then it'd be boxed up to where it'd be warm. You'd go in there and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it'd be.
Didn't get the house all hot in the summer, did it?
No. It'd protect the inside house, you know, from the hot.
Was there a little storage room built in the kitchen for storing things, or a little storage room built in the kitchen?
Oh, we just take little boxes and build little shelves, you know, on the wall, or planks.
We're talking about old country folks now.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to get at.
Yeah, that's, and then I come back and talk about houses like this and other houses too.
We sure wasn't raised poor. We raised our children up as poor as, so saying as Job's turkey.
You know, I think poor is a relative term. I think it's misused a lot of times, don't you?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people think poor is poor in money, but I think there are more important things than that that aren't given enough emphasis.
I think money is good to have.
Well, I do too.
Good to have.
Good to have, but you know,
when
the Bible says money is the root of all evil.
Well, we mustn't use it that way.
Yeah, but a lot of people do.
We don't think of it that way.
Well, what I was getting at is, did they have such a thing as a pantry in the early days? Or is that what it was called?
I guess it would be. I don't know.
Well, they had
old-timey people had what they called big cupboards, you know, built in there to store their dishes. Mm-hmm. And just like a kind of cabinet you build in yonder.
Uh-huh.
Like, they called them cupboards. They had some of them be 6 feet wide, 7, and they put the dishes, they had shelves all bottom to top of them.
Mm-hmm.
They had them in the old times.
Did I give you a cigar?
Yes, they sure did. I'm chewing a little back in there.
He did a little everything since he's been sick. Smokes and dips. And both of his, our buddy boy come in from Arizona this, about a week, 2 weeks ago, and he brought him a pipe, and he's been smoking a pipe.
Ah. I smoke a pipe most of the time. I haven't smoked much this summer. I've been all stopped up with hay fever.
That's pitiful. I reckon that's kind of like
the
sinus trouble. I had sinus. Well, I was operating on sinus trouble.
Oh.
Hey, that's pitiful. I like to die.
That's an awful thing. Well, what did you call old worthless things? Oh, things that you didn't have any use for anymore, maybe?
I don't know.
Yes, it's garbage.
Money, everything the old timey people had, they had to use some part of it at some time.
Yeah.
And they'd take it to the shop and work it over, you know, and make something out of it. They actually got the, you know, in the farming country, where we farmed by, they used lots of junk that we tore away, you know, to make plastics and make quicker ways to farm, you know.
Uh-huh.